A reading from John 7, 14 to 20. Not until halfway through the festival did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" Jesus answered, "My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet not one of you keeps the law. Why are you trying to kill me? You are demon-possessed," the crowd answered. "Who is trying to kill you?"
Well, we're sort of seeing why Jesus at first went up, not as Jesus, but sort of undercover. And then he becomes public in the temple courts, and I'd love you to explain exactly what part of the temple that was. And he finds opposition and doubt, and he's basically attacked. And then at the end, and this is confusing to me, but it probably shouldn't be, why are you trying to kill me? It that seems to come out of nowhere. What is Jesus speaking metaphorically here, or is he speaking kind of prophetically? Or where does that come from? Because it doesn't necessarily seem to follow.
Yeah. Well, the whole aspect of where he's at is the southern gate into the temple. They've been the place of entry where most people would have been going. And it was very common that the rabbis, the popular teachers of the day, would be standing out on these steps as people were coming into the temple and be teaching. And this is where Jesus takes his place at a couple of festivals, and even before he is going to be crucified, one of the great declarations is when he's speaking out to the rulers and he says, "You whitewashed tombstones." And this past trip in Jerusalem, standing there, all of a sudden I could see him almost using as an illustration, because he would have said that and pointed to his left, looking out at the people up on the hillside of Bethany. And all the tombstones, the white tombstones, would have been there. And they would have been especially white because for festival, they would have been painted, because you want to take away any uncleanness in coming into Jerusalem to worship. And so at that very core, Jesus is speaking to the leadership. So here again, why are you trying to kill me? He's speaking to the leadership again. He's not speaking to the common person. He's being critical of the leadership. And so he's recognizing that in his spirit that there are plans that are being made for his crucifixion, because they don't like what he's doing, because he's undercutting their power.
And going back to the earlier part of this, it says, they say to him, and I think I know why, "How did this man get such learning without having been taught?" And just let me say that this goes back to Jesus in the temple when he was 12. Everybody was amazed by the learning of this young boy. But probably this goes to the fact that anybody who was a renowned teacher would have been well known. And he is coming from Galilee. Worse than that, he's coming from Nazareth. And they're confused by the fact that he seems to be speaking with authority.
Right. Well, he hasn't had the official training, and he hasn't gone through their schools. And the people are constantly making this statement, untaught, yet speaks with such authority. And so here, once again, this is part of the contrast between Jesus and the other religious leaders. He doesn't have all the credentials, all the pedigree, but it's clear that he's speaking the word of the Lord.